you listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was some stuff from Steve Hauschild. The track was called Interconnected, and that's out on his label, or out on the label Cranky Records. New album called Sequitur that came out last year that I've only recently checked out. If you're not familiar, Steve Hauschild's one of the trio, one of the members of the trio Emeralds. Pretty much every one of those members have gone on to do some awesome solo ambient projects. Steve Hauschild putting out his own stuff, as well as John Elliott. He puts out a lot of solo stuff under the name Outer Space, and Mark McGuire, who puts out tons of solo stuff. Those guys have toured with Caribou, and most recently I checked out Mark McGuire a few weeks ago opening up for DuckTales. So once again, that was Steve Hauschild. New stuff out on Cranky Records. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air until midnight tonight. If you want to give me a call at 604-822-2487 if you want to hear anything. But we got tons of good stuff lined up for you tonight. Later on, new tracks from Mountains, stuff from Mogwai. Later on, some heavier stuff from Bison BC. Some pretty dark stuff from Blout Os Nord, and maybe a track from Orthrome. But to start off, we're going to hear some female Canadian music, and you're going to hear a group out on the compilations that have been played quite a bit the past few weeks. It's called Weird Pop from the Peace Country. It's a label called Peace Country Records based out of Alberta. And you'll hear an Alberta group out of Edmonton called... They have kind of a strange name. It's called Dutch Hay Wagon, and you'll hear a track called Bend. After that, the U.S. Girls album that I've been playing quite a bit the past few weeks. It's called Gem, and it's out on Fat Cat Records. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a group called Dutch Hay Wagon.
You are honest about it with yourself. You have to admit that you're on your journey. You have to be very honest about it with yourself. You have to be very honest about it with yourself. You have to admit that you're on your journey. You have to be very honest about it with yourself. You have to admit that you're on your journey.
Rock and roll is an active as much an art form as possible. No. Rock and roll is an active as much an art form as possible. No. Rock and roll is an active as much an art form as painting or drawing. Rock and roll is as much an art form as painting or drama or whatever.
Nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election, Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say.
And from Toronto, that was US Girls. The track was called Curves, and that was off the album called Gem, out on Fat Cat Records, one of their, I think, first releases on that label. Prior to that, they put out a few 7-inches out on Salt Breeze Records and other labels like that. Prior to that was a compilation called Weird Pop from the Peace Country, and you heard a group called Dutch Hay Wagon, based out of Edmonton. That track was called Bend. And definitely make it out to the voting booths this May 14th. It's very easy, very simple, and it doesn't take long to do it, so definitely get out there. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and don't forget to check out CITR.ca for everything you need to know about the radio station, how to get involved, how to volunteer, podcasts. Pretty much everything you need to know is at CITR.ca. And check out playlists, like I said. Up next you hear something from Bonobo, huge release out on Ninja Tune Records called North Borders. He was here a couple weeks ago, so hopefully you're able to check out the show. You can hear a track called Suris, and after that, you can hear something from Mogwai, a remix done by Tim Hecker out of Montreal, I do believe. Yeah, Montreal, he's one of the artists out on Cranky Records, putting out some super heavy experimental textured electronica. Saw him 1 year in Montreal, and it was a really cool live show. It was just like a square of chairs, and there was a piano with him set in the middle, and super loud bass, and all the lights were off, and he had like projections on the ceiling, and it was just an amazing show. So definitely check out Tim Hecker if you get a chance. But his remixing Mogwai's latest album that was put out on Sub Pop Records, and along with him, he's got a whole bunch of different artists remixing stuff on this compilation. It's called A Wrenched Vile Lore out on Sub Pop Records, and other artists include Justin K. Broderick of Godflesh, Zombies doing some remixes, as well as Umberto and yours truly. No, just kidding. You're gonna hear something from Tim Hecker, a track called Reno Pano. But right here on CITR, first is Bonobo. Thank you.
Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Mogwai's remix album called A Wrenched Vial Lore. And you hear the track called Rano Pano, remixed by Tim Hecker. Prior to that was Bonobo with Cirrus off the brand new North Borders album out on Ninja Tune Records. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Got about an hour left on the program, and we're going to keep going with some more ambient music. And up next, you're going to hear the beautiful ambient music of Mountains. This is a duo that features Cone Holtkamp. He's an ambient artist that's been out on Type Records and put a few releases on that. But Mountains is a duo that's out on Thrill Jockey Records. Their latest album is called Centralia. I think that's named after the town that was the old mining town that was abandoned due to the fire underneath the ground, if I'm not mistaken. You're going to hear a track off of that called Liana, a very low and quiet, warm, ambient music that you're going to hear. It's a little bit longer track, so we'll just hear this one, and then we'll get back to you with some more stuff. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Mountains. We'll be right back. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was newest stuff from Mountains. The album's called Centralia, and it came out a few months ago, back in January, out on Thrill Jockey Records. That was a track called Liana. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And at the top of the show, I mentioned some stuff about Emerald and the side projects that have come out from it. That was stemming from the Steve Hauschultz track that I opened up with. And like I said, Emeralds is an ambient group made of three different members that have branched off into different solo projects. And you need to hear the latest from John Elliott. His project is called Outer Space, and that's Outer Space, two words. And he's put out a second album called, it's simply called Two, and you can hear it, a track off of it called Vanishing Act. It's out on a label called Blast First Petite. And I can't remember what the other label was that he put the first thing. I'll find out what he put the first label out. But anyways, this one came out on Blast First Petite. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Outer Space. This track is called Vanishing Act.
Thank you. International Village Mall and the Children's Wish Foundation are hosting a Children's Festival Talent Contest. Saturday, February 16th at the International Village Mall in Vancouver. Contestants aged 6 to 12 display their talents in music, theater, dance, magic, martial arts, maybe even some yodeling. For more information, visit internationalvillagemall.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Vanishing Act is a track from Outer Space featuring John Elliott of Emeralds. That was an album called Two. It just came out recently on a label called Blast First Petite. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. My name is P-Bone, and I got about half an hour left on the program. And up next, you're going to hear something from an album that I heard in 2011 that I've been just completely forgot about. I haven't checked it out until this weekend. I heard it the other day on a different show on CITR, so I decided to play it again. It's Yamantaka Sonic Titan. They're based out of Montreal, and they put out a killer album that you're going to hear a track from. It's called, it's a self-titled album, and you hear a track called Reverse Crystal, Murder of a Spider. Very heavy psych pop and almost stoner kind of prog type music. And I do believe the name is, well, Yamantaka is also the name of the guy from Boredoms, and also Sonic Titan is the name of a track that the stoner group called Sleep put out. They put out their main album called Dope Smoker, but on some versions of the vinyl they have an extra track on there. It's a live track called Sonic Titan. It's just like a 10-minute extra track that they put in there. So I guess it's maybe a tribute to those two bands, and I could definitely see influences of Boredoms and Sleep in this group. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Yamantaka Sonic Titan. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Yamataka Sonic Titan. Reverse Crystal. Murder of a Spider was the name of the track you heard. And it's off their self-titled album. So we'll keep going with some more Canadian stuff. And you're going to hear the new Propaganda album. It's been probably played quite a bit here, but I've most recently checked it out this week. I haven't just never got around to checking it out. You're going to hear a track off of that. A track called Unscripted Moment. And then after that, some more heavier stuff. From Eastern Canada, a pretty cool band called Great Sabatini. They have an album called Matterhorn. You'll hear a track called Null and Void. It's off a label called No List Records. And I do believe, yeah, these guys are based out of Montreal. Check out their Bandcamp, which is thegreatsabatini.bandcamp.com. After that, we'll see what we get to. Possibly a track from Bison, BC. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Propaganda.
Can be done. It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're going to keep going with some more heavy stuff, and you can hear the newest Bison BC album. Check them out at bison.bandcamp.com. Check out this full album. And you can hear a track off of it called Blood Music. It's kind of a longer, very heavy track. Sort of reminds me of like the spacey Mastodon tracks that come out. This one is called Lovelessness, and it came out on Metal Blade Records. Came out last October, so never got a chance to check it out until now, so just enjoyed it on the way over. Anyways, this track is called Blood Music, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Bison BC. The track was called Blood Music off the new Lovelessness album that came out on Metal Blade Records. I'm putting out a few labels, or a few albums on that label. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock this week. Stay tuned for more great music on CITR. Keep it locked on 101.9 FM all night. Always great tunes coming at you, and lots of good stuff coming up this weekend. So once again, I'll be back here next week with some more great music. And check out the website, CITR.ca. And should have some updates on the show webpage, CanadaPostRock.ca. But I'm a little bit behind on updating. My computer has been taken apart because I've moved. But anyways, I'll have new stuff up shortly, playlists and stuff like that. So I'm going to leave you this evening with something from Orthrealm. And that's the work of Mick Barr, the virtuoso hyperkinetic crazy finger tapping guitar work that he's done. He has some new stuff out on his Bandcamp that I haven't checked out until now. Check it out at orthrealm.bandcamp.com. He has a two-track album or two-track EP called 20,012, and you'll hear a track called Washp, and in brackets it says Mine. They have the most bizarre song titles I've ever seen. It's just weird. I don't know if it's a language that they made up on their own. But anyways, you're going to hear the opening, or the first track on the two. And if you're not familiar, Orthrealm, he also does stuff under the name Ocrylum. He's in the group called Crawlis, and he also puts out some solo stuff just under his name, Mick Barr, out on John Zorn's Zadok Records. Very, very fast guitar work. I don't know how he does it without getting arthritis. But anyways, I'm going to leave you with this track, and then we'll get back to more great music on CITR. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Orthrealm. We'll be right back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you